Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
You're welcome back to the programme. You can text us 51551. Menopausal women have been hit once again by shortages in crucial HRT medication, with no signs of the medication coming back into stock. Women across Ireland and the UK are continuing to have to change their prescription due to consistent shortages in several different HRT medication. In the UK, the government are looking at appointing a HRT SAR, while here doctors and pharmacies are struggling to keep up with the shortages. Well, Dr. Caoimhe Hartley is a GP and the founder of the Menopause Health Clinic in Dalkey in Dublin, and she joins me on the line now. Dr. Caoimhe Hartley, you're very welcome to the programme. How many medications is this shortage affecting, do you know?
Hi, Cormac. Yeah, thanks for having me on and thanks for highlighting this important issue. There are many different HRT preparations, but the ones that seem to be affected the most at the moment are the dermal estrogen preparations. So these are estrogen that we are prescribing through your skin. So it's usually gel or a patch or a spray.
Mm-hmm. Would that be commonly prescribed?
Very commonly prescribed. In fact, we have about 500,000 menopausal women in Ireland, give or take, of which we know from studies in the UK about 14 or 15% of the menopausal women in the UK are taking HRT. So it's actually affecting an enormous number of women in Ireland.
Okay, so if you have to change from one medication, HRT medication, to another, what's the impact of that on women?
Yeah, it's not as simple as just sort of changing from, you know, you're on a patch at the moment, well, we'll switch you to the gel, and then if you're on the gel, we'll switch you back to the patch or to the spray. These preparations are quite different to each other, and we all absorb these preparations differently through our skin. For some women, it might have taken them a while to find a preparation that really suits them, a formulation that really suits them and has got their symptoms under control. We also know that if we stop HRT abruptly, for lots of women, it can cause a return of really horrendous menopausal symptoms. Mm-hmm. For some women, it causes them a hugely dramatic return in their symptoms, and that can be really disruptive.
What type of symptoms, Caoimhe?
I suppose menopause is really broad-reaching and it affects everybody in a different way. For some women, they get no symptoms. They fly through it, they have no issues, and that's great. But the majority of women, a good 70 or 80%, will have symptoms. And it's really head to toe. So there's physical symptoms like hot flushes and night sweats, which can be very disruptive. They can be embarrassing. They can really, really disrupt your sleep and cause fatigue. We see joint aches and pains. Your mood can be affected. We can see anxiety, depression. There's urogenital symptoms, so painful sex and vaginal dryness. It's really, it's head to toe.
My God, it's really comprehensive. And if you're fearing a shortage in your prescribed medication that you worked possibly with your doctor on for so long to get the right medication for you, that in itself is anxiety-inducing, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, we're hearing from women in my own clinic on a daily basis. We have 40 or 50 emails coming in a day just about the shortages alone. And women are desperate because this is something that has, for lots of women, has returned them a quality of life that they didn't have previously. I have women who've told me that they've driven all over the country. They've driven to Northern Ireland. They're going to lots of different pharmacies. They're swapping prescriptions through social media with other patients in an attempt just to secure their medication, their prescription.
That doesn't sound safe to me.
It's not what we would recommend, obviously. I think, you know, one piece of advice for women would be to just make sure that before you run out of your prescription, maybe give your pharmacy a heads up. Have a chat to your pharmacist about what's available. Leave yourself plenty of time before you are going to run out of something. You know, chat to your GP or to someone like myself.
Mm-hmm. Do we have the same type of medication, HRT medication shortages here as they would as they'd have in the UK? I mean, I suppose what I'm getting at, is there an option for people, if they're really desperate for their own medication, to head north, for example, and get the medication there?
Yeah, I have had patients report that they've driven up to Northern Ireland just with the sole purpose of picking up a prescription. But unfortunately, these shortages are happening globally. So it's not just Ireland that's affected. And different countries seem to be affected in at different times with different preparations. So we might have an abundance of the patches, but the gel is not available. And the opposite might be true in the UK and vice versa. So It's unreliable, it's really unpredictable, and it's creating a huge amount of extra work. It's creating stress and distress for lots and lots of patients.
But this is widespread as well. You said it affects 500,000 people.
We have about 570,000 women of a menopausal age, if you like, or menopausal status in Ireland.
Okay, so it's potentially affecting that amount of people. So what's the story here, Caoimhe? What's the outlook? I mean, is this shortage going to be rectified, in your opinion, anytime soon?
I don't know. I think it's really unpredictable. I know that a lot of the issue seems to be both with a manufacturing delay or a manufacturing issue and a supply chain issue. And I think the other thing that has happened, which in one way is a really positive thing, which we've seen a huge, you know, uptick in HRT prescribing. So if you look at the rates of HRT prescribing in the last 3 years, they've at least doubled, if not tripled, or even more in Ireland alone. In last year alone, I think the rates went up by 150% over a couple of months in the UK in HRT prescribing. So we're just seeing more and more and more women being prescribed HRT, and that's putting more and more pressure. And so I suppose the supply is just, or the demand is going up and outstripping the supply.
Yeah, my goodness. So get in contact with your pharmacy, give your pharmacist a heads up, and perhaps you can secure a supply for the foreseeable future. Anyway, Dr. Caoimhe Hartley, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Dr. Caoimhe Hartley, GP and founder of the Menopause Health Clinic in Dalkey in Dublin. We'll take a break.